And I think you wrote a poem about your feelings about the start of the war.
It's called, of course, The Day War Broke Out. Yes, I remember Sunday, September the 3rd, the radio had blurted out the word war. Old Chamberlain's voice, sobering voice, had given us but little chance. Old men in their 50s predicted doom. The country's overcast with gloom. But for me and my pal Pete, we both went dancing in the street. What fun to ditch our dull routine and take on a more exciting dream of guns and bombs and aeroplanes and exploding ammunition trains. We'd seen it all at the local flicks, with their dirty hands and their dirty tricks, and Errol Flynn and David Niven blowing the blighters to high heaven. Dawn Patrol. I'd watched it twice. To be absolutely precise, I saw myself as a future ace, with me taking Niven's place. So off to the RAF recruiting station to volunteer to save the nation, to be reprimanded by some three-striped rough. Go home, sonny. Come back when you're old enough. The office job, a tiresome bind. The next few months were most unkind. Few bombs and bangs, a phony war. Life became a prolonged bore. But of a sudden, the bombing blitz, and half the town was blown to bits, and wondered if this might forecast defeat. So much for dancing in the street.